演员吗？
啊，不演。
哎，你长得还好看。
要不要救你？我来接你。欧阳妈妈救你。
That's right.
再欧阳妈妈救你。
That's right.
And I said whatever happened. And I know it takes a learned people's intelligence, credible leaders in our government. If they hear exactly what I'm telling you now, when they get it, they don't respect it. They say, look, this is the kind of thing they need. Oh, if I was one of them, I'd be happy with this thing. Why, George, you know, we had to kill some of our dirty bastards too. Let's go back on that.
Oh, this is a dangerous community. No, this community is safer. It's already dangerous. It's dangerous when people can do anything they want and laugh at us after doing it. That's when your community is dangerous. It'll be a safe community when they know that if they betray the trust of this community, anybody may blow the brains out. Yes, that's the way it is. And don't shoot him with a gun. Hit him with a 5-pound brick in his head. It's hard to train that bullet. Like one of those dashing copies. Can't get a print off. Thank you, Jesus. This is the answer. Now, you don't want to know how to do it. Man, talking like this, he's messing up.
No, no, sir.
This is the answer.
Good.
We don't have the courage to do this. All right. Yes. Now, another real concern we have to consider right now in the first stage of the development of this program is the purpose for the money, the purpose for the business. The purpose is what? To bring better conditions to the life of everybody, right? That's the purpose. So the every individual needs to buy cheaper and benefit from this program equally. And so that business people who have a business mind, if they want to go in business, if they are members of this program, in this program, they can buy for the same price that we buy, but they can't sell to us. They can sell to outside. So they can go and buy in bulk and volume and open up a store, and they can sell their products and merchandise, whatever it is, and compete with the Koreans. They're being able to compete with the Palestinians, the Jordanians.
That's right.
With the Lebanese, with the Hispanics, with the Cubans. They'll be able to compete with the Arabs, with the Italians.
Right.
With the Englishmen.
Go ahead.
They'll be able to compete because they to compete. Why? Because they will be buying in big bargain. And they'll be getting that production in cost to them. So they will be able to open that store, and it shouldn't be foolish if the man sells his item for $10 retail. Just because you got yours for $3, don't go sell yours for $5. Don't be foolish. Look and see what is the standard market price. And you be competitive on that basis.
That's right.
About that purpose. All right? That means we will be
necessity that exists now for us to sell what we sell at a price above what is normal in the market. Because we have to pay so much more work. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you eliminate that. So don't go to the other extreme then and put your price so low that you disturb the market. You don't want to disturb the market. Keep your price in line with the market. And then more people will have no excuse for getting in their cars and on trains, etc., traveling out of your neighborhood, their neighborhood, to spend money with somebody that's not in their own situation and sharing their burden. Right?
Yes, sir.
See, that's the good, and that's what we all understand that. So that's the benefit of the programming in terms of how the money is going to come. It's going to come to individuals by way of a reduction of cost on this. Right. It's going to come to individuals who have business ambitions in the way of giving them a purchase power like that of the man who has more money, big money. All right? Okay. Now, something else we have to decide. Now, if as this community benefits from that reduction in cost, and as our business people benefit from that facility, we should also be concerned how we spend that money.
That's right.
How will these businessmen spend that money? How will we as individuals spend the extra dollars that we have to use this month? We have to focus on the community institutions and the community goals, the community ambitions to hold, to have property and assets. We have to focus on that, and we have to bring the concern to focus there. Right. So that we use the sense that unlikely group Jews, the Jew watches his own money. After he's made it and counted it up at the end of the year, he looks at it and he says, wow, Jew, let's spend it since it's Jewish tax. All right. Do you think the eyes will make a 6 million a business? And then spend it carelessly in the world. He will spend it in the world with a view on improving still the situation of the Irish. So why should we be saying
that? That's right.
I live in a town that has an Irish mayor. It's traditional that town has an Irish mayor. Irish people have been in the police force. Irish people have a big influence in Chicago. Do I condemn them for that? No. I condemn us for not having the same ambition. Now, dear people, the total resources, the total fruits of our labor, we have to see that they are spent by everybody so that that spending goes to improve the lot of the people that live along. And they don't have to be all black. We have people in this community that are Hispanic. We have people in this community that are out. We have people in this community that are European Americans. We have different races in this community. And they are just as much a part of this, and they are entitled to this as much as any of us, because they are members too. But who stands to benefit the most? We do. Because our situation has been bad for a long time.
Right.
For the Arabs can go to Arabia, can't he? And they ain't so bad off there. The Irish can go to Ireland. Ain't so bad. But where can we go? All right. Now, we come to the second stage of secondary steps in this tax program. What do we have to do? We have to make sure we have storage facilities, right? Where are we going to store these commodities when we bring them in and bulk? So we have to have storage facilities. So the business people that's going to be handling volume and doing retail business or wholesale business, they have to be thinking about how they're going to sell it. And let me tell you, you know a problem in this community, in all of our communities, that as soon as you show up a value, you got to worry about somebody coming and selling it. So you have to make the same decision. When it gets to see, you blow his brains out. Ain't no court You don't get no seat in court. You don't prosecute him in no court. You bury that seat right there. If you give him a warning, he'll come back and try to kill you. So you make sure you don't have to worry about him anymore. So you kill him then, and he should be killed. That's right. Anybody that will come and attack a program and try to dignify the very man that's got the problem of crime on him. By the program that we have, it's going to make it possible for us to not to have to get into crime out of the system. And a lot of us are in crime out of the system. No job, no opportunity in this country for any kind of material advancement. We in crime of necessity. There's no excuse for a Muslim. We don't do it. We have our Islam to restrain us. We will die if it doesn't become criminal. But the person who sees criminal life as the popular way of life in America, I think it's a crime on the part of the justice system to send him to jail when he has no other recourse. He didn't have a job, nobody would assist him, his baby's a crime, his wife is neglected, he goes out of a bank, and then they lock him up.
That's right.
Now, I know some of you don't like this kind of talk. You don't have to like it.
Go ahead.
Now, we have a plan to help the poor, and that's us. We get that description more than anybody else. We have a plan to help the poor get themselves out of that situation where they have to go into crime. And if this country is decent, and believe me, the syndicate does nothing more than this society allows it to do. The syndicate does nothing more than our government allows it to do. You hear that?
Yes,
so if anybody come in and make trouble for us, we know who. It's our government that's
responsible.
They can't do it without our government alive.
That's right.
So if our government have any decency, any human heart left in their heart, it will support the man right to see Muhammad in his program and his vision for the people. One thing we have the power to do, and that is make it a hard decision for a criminal among us to carry out their criminal intentions against us.
Right.
We make them shiver when the white man says, go there and do this. We get shiver. They let those niggas kill. And let me tell you something else. You all know, this is very serious.
That's right.
You all know, right. People, the fight ain't over. You may know the fight is a higher level. We're free now. Emancipation proclamation, civil rights legislation, oh, we're free now. But the fight is just starting. When you decide that you're going to get material addicted, the fight is just starting. And let me tell you what you have to do. You have to be willing to go to jail in that. You have to be willing to go to jail for what is right. Look how we go to jail for petty theft, for what is wrong. You have to be willing to go to jail for what is right. And you have to be willing to go to jail all the time. You know, man should never come here and lock us up for something that really is our right. We know we're right. He should never be able to lock Jesse up. I'm going to lock my up. He should have to lock the whole message. That's right. The whole message tells him, look, Jesse didn't do that alone. We all did that. And we think it was right to do. And I lock it all up, mister. That's what you have to do. And if you're Muslim, you accept that. I know from experience
justice in this country is worth no more than a piece of policy. Unless you will to the end. I know that's your top 5 things. If it's in their interest to give you justice, they'll give you justice. But if it's not in their interest to give you justice, then you have to create a situation that will make it be in their interest to give you justice.
That's right. That's right, Brother Mal.
And that's what we intend to do. Don't you know you're right? If they will not give us justice, we intend to create a situation that will make it be in their interest to give us justice. And I would like to see him try to feed all the Muslims that belong to this leadership in jail for 30 days. I'd like to see them get off the boat for 30 days. And that's what I advocate. Yeah. I advocate that kind of mass resistance to any force that will deny us justice. That we all go to jail together. Our kids, children, Layla, her children, Dr. Dean, Vera, Nikita, all of us, see it this way, we're ready to go to jail. Lots of all of us. We either all have justice, or we all suffer the injustice together. And they can't say that crime. Believe me, they can't say that crime. That's too big a crime. And when you're all right, you have protection. And what we are talking about is nothing but moral right. What is moral and right and just, you have protection. We also need to sell out there. So those people who be buying, getting to sell, retail, or wholesale, please, you want to need to sell out there. So if you should be getting together, there's nothing left. Coming up with the plan, have it well worked out before we get to that point. That's the trouble with us. We wait too late. We wait to get to the point and then we say, what are we going to do? No, let's do it before we get to the point. So when we get to that point, it's move. All right? Legal obligations. We know there's going to be legal obligations. You see, that's the last thing I mentioned. Legal obligations. We know there's going to be legal obligations, and we're going to hold everything that is possible for legal obligations. Everything is going to be done. Legally, it's going to be done within the law. And everybody will be responsible for it. Some of you will say, well, what you have to get a minute ago, killing people, that's not in the law. Yes, it is.
Right.
Unless they change it. Person being caught breaking into your house and be shot. Now, what about killing it? You say you kill off workers, or officials, or leaders. Our employer gets an great community. That's not legal. Well, maybe that's not, but we're going to do that anyway. Why? Because it is more illegal for them to make us go to court and pay in our time and pay our money that the thief sends you to get justice. in a case where a thief has
it. That's right.
Now, isn't that right. We know it's thief. It's going to go through. It's going to thief, Robert. They got all the evidence. But then you've got to go to court now and spend your valuable time and pay a turn, spend home money, so the court can decide what they're going to do with this thief. So I felt the judiciary geniuses in our nation improved the system. We are making it lawful for Muslims to kill people who betray our trust. Anytime poor people go to court to spend money for justice, they are helping the explorers rob them more.
Go to court, get it, court, get it, court. Yeah, well, you know, in a criminal case, you can't give you a lawyer. You have to get a lawyer. All right. Say, well, I'm sorry, too. I ain't got no money. I can't pay no lawyer. So whatever you're going to do, good, make a decision, whatever you're going to do. All right, yeah, whatever you're going to do, good, that's going to do it. I ain't got no money for no lawyer. Don't go pay no money for no lawyer. That's why I'm designed to keep the poor digging. Crack it. With that fingernail for you for that shit. Don't forget that. So we have to have a plan, even to deal with the problems that we have with the system, don't we? We have to have a plan. And the plan is right now, don't give them poor money. Don't take poor money and give to a rich establishment to get death. No, you're wrong, that's another thing. You might have done no wrong. You can say, tell a man, let me just explain. Yeah, all right, let me just explain. Now, what do you need? Can't you make a decision right now, sir? What do I need a lawyer for? Well, you have to have a lawyer. Well, you a court one, mister. Oh, no, I can't afford one. This is not a given case. Well, you're going to have to find something to do. Because I ain't paying nobody. So we concluded on that note. We have to pass for the death of Tennessee schemes and designs of the so-called justice system that robs the poor and put on mercy, helplessly, before the court, while other people just take advantage of us, take our property, take our rights, send us home, broken into the world poor, and we were in the right, taking the court, the justice of our side. We have to stop that. This program may eventually bring us into the court, because I know people are going to hate us so much for doing it, because they don't want to see Muslims dignified. They don't want to see Muslims with a cause.
Right.
Especially over their lives and their communities. They don't want to see it. So they're going to hate that, they don't want to represent it. So I know, eventually, we have to come in and court. When we know we're right, remember what I said. I know eventually somebody's going to make some trouble, and they're going to say, well, what we do is make this bad investment, or we will do this and say that. Brother so-and-so, he thought we were trusting. We gave him a check for $2 million. He's been gone for 2 weeks, he don't think he's coming back. He might have been able to cash. Say, all right, let's go. You son of a bitch. Everyone that had any involvement in this. Because believe me, the one that tell you the other one got away, he's a part of this crime. We just sent them both to heaven. That's the way you do it. Believe me, that's the way you get that right. Now, look, if anybody that I'm dealing with take a check or money or anything and get away with it, believe me, I feel that's my responsibility. I'm going to try to find that man, and I'm going to try to get that money back the best way I can. And if I can't get that money back, I'm going to do my best to get some kind of justice. Now, if that man deceived me and got away with that check, I have to step in front of him. And if you say, well, buddy, man, you're the one taking that check and trusting him with that. So you know what he said. You go too. I go. Yeah. If I might say, look, I say, can you give me a little while to make a phone call? I'll make a few phone calls. See what I said? I said, give me a little time. I'll make a few phone calls. I didn't want to know. I just want to make a few phone calls. Let's wait and see if you'll give me a phone call after I make my call. And I guarantee you, after a little while, the phone will be calling you.
So we have to learn to think like
If we are going to be strong as a people, we have to have strong leaders. We have to defend the dignity of our leaders. We have to teach them our situations, but they have to suit and fire and act like food for the system. Right, we don't want them to have to go and act like dummies for the system. But if you put them in a situation, you got to go out there and say to people and plead to them, and maybe they say, well, look, send us a case. Of your male wife, Muhammad, that's the case you had in Jeddah. Wasn't you there? Yeah. Okay, we want that case. They have no situation. So he gives them a case. Ain't nothing on that if these men wouldn't tell the White House. This these men don't say nothing that he wouldn't tell the president or anybody else in this government. Whatever I say, I will tell anybody in this government. I will tell them too that I said, kill the sucker that has created trust in the whole community. I'll tell them that too. You don't have a trouble. I will tell them I told you that. All right? This is now not saying that he's not ready to say it to everybody. If it's necessary, should it be necessary? This is our private business. We have our private problems. We don't want to make it no big public affair. You don't want to write that on all the details of our embarrassing situation. So our broadcast, this isn't for no public announcement. This will never be on the national broadcast. If it does, it's going to kill the one that put it on. and put your sword in at this particular time. No way to see you that well, so I hope others who are able to see you better, the light is right on me, so it's kind of really hard for me to see your hand. I think I can see your hand, but it's not going to be easy for me, and there's a couple of others who the light is not turning on. So we want to now see a show of hands. Thank you very much. We want to see a show of hands. We want to know how many out there are interested in making first-year purchase of clothing items. How many will need clothing items for this first-year purchase? It'll be an annual purchase. Once a year. One big annual purchase. Once a year. Okay, so we got a good education now. Thank you very much. That seems to be about two-thirds or more. Now, may I see a show of hands for those who would want to buy home appliances, such as refrigerators, stove, washing machine, dryer. Let's see the show of hands. In this year, the first year. So that means that your appliances are going on the bus. Don't buy them unless your appliances are going on the bus. If your appliances are going on the bus and you know that in 2 years past they're not going to live 2 years, so you better purchase this year. So if you know they're not going to live 2 years, then you can purchase this year. How many think you will need those heavy appliances? Hold your feet and hands up, please. All right, very good. Very good. Now, it's hard to get around in America without automobiles. And believe me, you can save a lot of money buying automobiles selected. How many think they would like to buy automobiles in the first year? Let's see the hand. Oh, keep your hands, hold your hands, keep them up. All right, very good. Very good. Thank you. We have included automobile parts. Now, you know, most of these service stations, they don't give the same service that they used to give. And really, our community, we should really think of seriously about locating people in our community who service cars or can't service vehicles. And we should think seriously about aiding those people so that they will be able to service our vehicles. Muslims will be able to trust Muslims better than they'll be able to trust Muslims. I tell you, when you go to the average non-Muslim to service your car, in fact, you might be a Muslim too, we're going to break that out. he will service your car right after he hears what happened to Rahman, Ali, Rahim, Dubai, Shaheed. But you know what they do? They tell you if you got a problem that you don't have, they give you a big deal with a big deal box. They say you hate to get your car in for any trouble when you repair. But those who think they will need parts, a lot of us we put these parts on ourselves. A lot of us know how to handle this now. So those who think they will need automobile parts, raise your hand. Automobile parts. Two kitchen parts. Okay, so we got a good showing. I was told that there is good support so far around the country for the purchase of automobile parts. Automobile parts, clothing was first. Automobile parts second. Automobile second. And appliances, running about the same. No, appliances second, and then automobile. So I think we should include all of these in the list for the big purchase. So we thank you for assisting us and helping us cooperate with us in this. And we hope that soon we'll be announced that we have found manufacturers that are decent enough for us to deal with, and people that are decent enough for us to trust the shipping. They don't have to say that. Or that is a hold up on the road, they took all you people's stuff. They don't need to say that. Ain't gonna be no hold up on no road. Somebody gonna die on the road. Ain't gonna be no hold up on
have to get storage places and warehouses, we're going to have so much protection around there that the intruder will be sorry if he's alive. We're talking about something big.
Right.
We're going to be ready for all that is required to make this program successful and PCIU a
promise.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There's nothing we can ask.